This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Yesterday, Microsoft announced that it's laying off 18,000 employees. In the movies, when corporations lay off mass amounts of people, managers are too afraid to talk to their employees, so they bring in outside consultants to deliver the bad news.
I am a passenger.
I work for a company that lends me out to cowards that don't have the courage to sack their own employees, and for good reason.
Who are you, man?
It's because people do crazy stuff when they get fired.
George Clooney in the film Up in the Air, where he plays a character who fires people for a living. In real life, the anatomy of a layoff can be quite different. Kevin Osborne is vice president of client services at Waldron, a human service resources consulting firm based in Seattle. Often companies hire Waldron to smooth the transition after they give people the pink slip. Kevin Osborne says that the movie incorrectly portrays their profession.
The movie portrays consultants as being the ones that actually notify people that their position has been eliminated, when in fact, it's almost always an HR professional and the person's manager that is the one who delivers the news, as it should be, right? It's a very personal thing, and it's the least that somebody can do is if they have a relationship with an employee to be the one to explain the circumstances around their departure. We're often brought in right after that, following that meeting, and we're introduced to folks right after they've found out, on site at the time of the notification. And the primary goal is to help them reemploy faster or help them move into the next chapter of their lives with greater ease.
What do people who have been recently laid off need to learn about reentering the job market?
Well, as you can imagine, the job search process is impacted a lot by the changes in technology and everything. So, we spend a lot of time working with folks on just getting ready to enter the market really intentionally and strategically. The goal isn't just reemployment. It's really securing an opportunity that is best aligned with your strengths, that gives you the maximum opportunity for really realizing your potential in a number of different ways.
How do you deal with anger that's directed at you in doing the outplacement? I'm thinking of just fired employees who might turn on you and say, this is just the SOP. You're not really here to help me. You're just here to ease me out the door and make the company feel better.
Ross, that really doesn't happen that often for us. The anger isn't typically directed at us because they understand that we're not the ones who caused this. And they're also oftentimes in a bit of a state of shock, as you can imagine. It's a very difficult thing to learn that you've just lost a source of income that, maybe your family's depending on you for. So we focus on just really helping them think through some of the immediate next steps in those moments, like how are they going to tell their family? How are they going to get home? Have they thought about how they're going to spend the rest of the afternoon? And some really practical, basic things that are oftentimes on people's mind at that point. It's a really tough conversation, but it's important.
What kind of advice do you have for what they're going to do the rest of the afternoon? I mean, that basic question, what do I do next? What do you tell them?
Our advice is take some time for yourself and don't feel like you have to rush out and tell a bunch of people. We counsel people to not rush out into social media and announce that they're now available on the job market. We counsel that it's better to be, very strategic and intentional about how you position yourself in what's always a challenging labor market. But also, there really is a lot of wisdom in just giving people some time to take care of themselves and let them process what's happened. It's not a simple thing to process. So,
Kevin Osborne is vice president of client services at Waldron. They offer human resources consulting services, so when folks get laid off, a company will pay Kevin and the people who work with him to help those folks get new jobs. But how does it help the company that lets them go? Why do they want to spend money to have you help out employees who they're saying goodbye to?
I think companies have a particular interest in reemployment happening sooner than later. There are some financial reasons for that, but also just I think most companies really want their former employees to they want their transition experience to be as good as it can be given the circumstances. And a lot of the reason companies invest in outplacement services is they care about their brand and their reputation as an employer, and they want to do everything they can to help people transition in the best way possible.
How do you work with people to make sure that when they go in for a job interview for their next job, they do a good job of the interview?
For example, you can imagine, if you've been laid off, you might have a lot of anger or frustration about the experience, and you could carry some of that emotional energy into an interview with a new employer. That's often a really negative experience for a new employer, and it'll it can really devastate your chances to reemploy there.
How do you address the issue of the laid-off employee going in for a new job interview and being asked the question, why did you leave your last job? That might bring up a lot of anger and a lot of emotions. How do you counsel them to answer that question?
You know, very often in the early phases of our work with individuals, we focus on messaging and positioning, you know, really talking about what has happened. In doing so, we'll work in conjunction with the employer, too. We'll involve the employer in making sure that the messaging statement is aligned.
But the individual might not feel there's a tight alignment. The individual might feel that the company said this group was being laid off for this reason. The individual might feel as though there was some other petty reason involved and they shouldn't have been included in the layoff. How do you deal with those feelings?
You're absolutely right. And there's no easy answer, but we just try to help people focus on the fact that if they can get past the anger that they have about it, or if there's feelings of that they've been wronged or anything, we really have to work through that, because again, if they carry that into the next interview that they have, it's probably not going to help their cause.
Is that emotionally draining work for those consultants who work with the laid off employees?
You know, I think it can be, but to be honest, I think most of our consultants really feel that it's a privilege to help people at a very difficult time in their lives. And it's deeply satisfying and rewarding work when you think about it, to be able to help somebody reemploy or perhaps move into a whole new chapter of their lives that they never anticipated. This is often really tough. It's really tough for people to go through this process, but very frequently we hear stories about individuals saying that it was actually the best thing that ever happened to them, because they were able to move into a whole different track in their career that's better aligned with their passion and their interest.
Kevin Osborne, Vice President of Client Services at Waldron. It's a human resources consulting firm based in Seattle. Microsoft is not necessarily using outplacement services for its laid-off employees. They might be in high demand from other local tech companies, but Waldron and other firms have worked with companies in similar situations. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.